Bail Act amendments get support from the private sector but come under fire from opposition and independent senators and the Bar Association. The Private Sector Association calls for a comprehensive assessment of the crime situation. St. George man found dead at the bottom of stairs outside his home. Teon Fernandez, Bruce Lee Almighty, square off in the grand final of the People's Monarch. And Jamaican dancehall star Vybz Kartel is freed by the Jamaica Court of Appeal. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. The amendments to the Bail Act passed in the House of Assembly yesterday are getting support from the private sector, but have come under fire from opposition and independent senators in the upper chamber and from the Bar Association. The amendments prohibit the granting of bail to people accused of murder or firearm offences unless there are exceptional circumstances. When the bill reached the Senate today, Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackman, led off debate saying the move signals a zero tolerance to crime and shows government's determination to ensure the law protects the interests of society.
To send a very clear message, not just to those here, but around the world, that Barbados, in its pursuit of zero tolerance of crime and serious criminal matters, that the entire ecosystem of our governance structure is behind the mantra of that zero tolerance. It is a bill brought by the government side in pursuit of its mandate to the people of Barbados that we must ensure that the law protects the interests of our people, and should you run afoul of the law, and that you understand that the weight of the law will also be upon you.
Minister of Economic Affairs and Investment, Senator Chad Blackman. But opposition Senator Tricia Watson blasted the bill, saying it erodes constitutional rights, and accused government of trying to sneak it through the parliament.
I am asking the senators to take cognizance of the assault on the constitution that this bill is doing, Mr. President. I'm asking Barbadians to pay attention. It is stealthy. It is unacceptable. It is shocking. This bill should not pass in its present form. It is a hot mess, Mr. President. It is a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Opposition Senator Tricia Watson. Meantime, Independent Senator Monique Tate was equally critical of the bill, saying government should have shared it with stakeholders in the legal community for their input before bringing it to Parliament.
36 means that you could have given us more time to work on this bill. You know what else 36 says? You bring a bill. The Bar Association, if they're not currently meeting, they have met. You then send it to the Bar. But you know where the criminal law lawyers are? Within the Bar Association. Why wasn't this shared with the people who have to work with it?
Independent Senator Monique Tate. The Barbados Bar Association wants the bail bill to go to a joint select committee before being enacted. In a media conference this afternoon, members of the bar said the Bail Act must be assessed by those experienced in criminal law before being passed. Senior member of the Council of the Bar Association, Christine Turton, asked for more consultation.
So we are really hoping to have more consultation and discussion on it so that either we not take the step of enacting this document, or if we do, we look at amending it to make it more effective but also protect each and every citizen of this country.
Convener of the Criminal Law Committee, Marty Garns, says the bar is disappointed about the way the bill was dealt with by the government.
We are quite disappointed, the practitioners that who form the members of the committee, in the sense that we wouldn't have been consulted at all, because this particular piece of legislation, it has certain implication on every single person in society. And oftentimes persons would say, well, it's not easy to be charged with an offense, but really and truly it is. We do understand and appreciate there's been a spate of gun violence, increase of certain offenses in this country. We understand there needs to be a response, but the response needs to be measured, balanced, and informed.
Convener of the Criminal Law Committee of the Barbados Bar Association, Marty Garns. The Barbados Private Sector Association wants a comprehensive assessment of the crime situation in this country to get to the root cause and come up with solutions. Chairman of the BPSA, Tricia Tanis, also tells government the business sector wants to help however it can. Speaking to moderator David Ellis on VOB's Down to Brass Tacks calling program today, Ms. Tanis said the business sector supports the amendment to the Bail Act that was passed in the House of Assembly yesterday, but believes a deeper examination of the issue is required in order to understand why so many young men are turning to crime. She said she's aware of cases where young men gave up jobs and would rather get involved in crime, where they felt they could make much more money.
Is it still a gang issue? Is it a retribution issue? Is it gangs in Christchurch and put up St. Lucie? Are they 4 gangs? Are they 10 gangs? We really don't have a lot of information as it relates to tackling the problem. We stand by as a private sector to lend whatever assistance, we continue to do so. But we really can't wait to back into the problem and keep attacking it at that level, that there is a causality at the front in terms of what's happening with our young men, what's happening with our youth, what's happening with our school systems, our civil systems, our homes, our churches. Why are we giving rise and growing, it seems, a crop of youngsters seemingly have given up on anything else and are lured into this type of activity. And we do have very, very shocking accounts of young people getting jobs and walking off those jobs in favor of a criminal activity that is far more lucrative to them.
Chairman of the BPSA, Tricia Tanis, who sees the need for a national collaboration on identifying and addressing the issues contributing to crime. An elderly man has been found dead at the bottom of the stairs outside his home, Thorpe's Cottage in St. George. The body of the 81-year-old Llewellyn Barker was discovered by gardeners around 6 o'clock this morning when they arrived at the home to cut the grass. Starcom Network News understands that at this stage, no foul play is suspected. A neighbour tells Starcom Network he last saw Mr. Barker around 4 p.m. yesterday.
If they didn't find him this morning, we would have known something is wrong, because from probably like 5 o'clock, he would be by the windows there, so people would normally shout him and say, oh, you're doing and stuff. But the person that normally cut the lawn and stuff, they went up there. That's when they discovered him on the pavement. He died behind his van and the wall there, he steps, right? But there's no foul play or anything like that, because yesterday I saw him and he was going to the supermarket, because that's the time he normally go for his paper and stuff. So he went for the paper, but I saw him a little struggling, like he was limping on the right leg, but he told a friend that his right leg was hurting him. So I guess that when he was going up the step, nobody leg hurting, he fell back, hit his head, and he died in that position. That probably happened just before 4 o'clock, but obviously where he's at, nobody will see him.
A neighbor of the deceased Llewellyn Barker. Tian Hernandez with Starter Pack faces off against Bruce Lee Almighty with his song tomorrow in the grand final playoff of the 2024 Starcom Network Flow People's Monarch in association with the NCF competition tomorrow. Program manager at Starcom Network, Ronnie Clark, is pleased with the response to the People's Monarch this year. Once again, it's dominated by party music, up-tempo music making a huge comeback. And I think that last year with Kwon and Chief Din, it showed that there's a lot of music out there that people are willing to support and would love to see again in a party monarch, as we used to have as part of our crop over. Two great songs, wonderful quarter finalists, clashes that people thought could have been finals. But here we are with Tian Hernandez and Bruce Lee Almighty.
Program manager at Starcom Network, Ronnie Clark. Meantime, People's Monarch finalist Bruce Lee Almighty told Starcom Network News he's overwhelmed about being in the final and thankful about the response to his song this year.
Well, it's a good feeling, you know, to be up in the finals. I never made it this far. I made it to the quarterfinals in 2018, made it to the quarterfinals in 2022. But to be in the finals now is a good feeling. Going up against Leon, somebody that, you know, from Cannon Village, good people all the time. And I mean, the best person I mean, because at any day, we all got love for one another. When I realized, look at life, a lot of people was, you know, dropping down here or there. We lost in some loved ones. Just felt like I needed to put that song there, because actually when Ricardo Drew passed away, I just sit down and say, you just lick that. You'll be here today, you're gone tomorrow. So every party now, I enjoy life, because tomorrow is not promised.
People's Monarch finalist Bruce Lee Almighty. And Tion Hernandez said she's extremely grateful to be competing in her first final.
This being my first time to be in any competition, really, regarding music, I am blown away. I could not have asked for a better opportunity and a better outcome. I feel blessed to have so much support, especially being a younger artist and not having as much experience. So I'm really, really grateful. And also just honored to go up against Bruce tomorrow. And I just feel as though at this point, whether I win, lose, or draw, I feel blessed. I am grateful.
People's Monarch finalist Tion Hernandez. Voting starts via flow text and online tomorrow from 6 a.m. until midnight. And freedom for Vybz Kartel. The Jamaica Court of Appeal today ruled that he and three co-accused should not be retried for murder. The freedom for Kartel comes a day before Jamaica celebrates Emancipation Day. Caps an almost 13-year journey of arrests, trial, convictions, and a successful appeal for Kartel and Sean Storm Campbell, Andre St. John, and Kehira Jones. Jones, however, will remain in custody because he's serving a sentence in an unrelated case. Top story in the evening edition of the latest, the Bail Act amendments get support from the private sector but come under fire from opposition and independent senators and the Bar Association. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening.